Lord, I love you. Yes, I love you. How I love you. I really love you. Lord, I love you. Yes, I love you. How I love you. I really do love you. Just for who you are and all of your glory, my heart sings, holy, holy, you are everything I need you to be. You are the great I am. Lord, I love you. Yes, I love you. How I love you. I really love you. Lord, I love you. Yes, I love you. How I love you. I really love you. Just for who you are and all of your glory, my heart sings, holy, holy, you are everything I need you to be. You are the great I am. Lord, I praise you. Yes, I praise you. How I praise you. I really do praise you. I adore you. Yes, I adore you. How I adore you. I really adore you. Just for who you are and all of your glory, my heart sings, holy, holy, just for who you are and all of your glory, my heart sings, holy, holy. You are everything I need you to be. You are the great I am. You are everything I need you to be. You are the great I am. And so, Father, we bless your name. We glorify your name. We exalt your name and we magnify your name this morning. Thank you, oh God, for allowing us to rise this morning to seek your face early in the morning, God, while you may yet be found. We thank you, God, because there is power in prayer, and there's importance, oh God, of us as believers to consistently stay fervent in the midst of prayer. We need your help, God. We need your guidance. We need your direction, oh God, and we have this type of communication with you, oh God, to get the strength that we need, oh God, to pull down from you, oh God, to make our petitions made known unto you. And in prayer, oh God, we can find everything that we need and more. Thank you, God, that you've given us a platform to be able to come before your presence with singing and to come before your presence with our petitions, God. We thank you that we can go boldly before your throne of grace, oh God, to acknowledge, God, that you are God, oh God, and to make our requests made known unto you. We do this, God, by prayer, and we want to say thank you, God. God, you, I love you, Lord. I really do love you, God. I adore you, God. I really do adore you, God. God, you are everything that I need, oh God, and God, you're everything that I want and everything that I desire, God. And so, God, as we come together, God, my soul, God, is stirred up this morning. God, I have some stuff in my mind that I want to pray for, Lord, but God, I want to bless your name first, God. I want to give you all the glory, Lord. I want to tell you that I love you, Lord, this morning. That there is no one like you, God. You are magnificent in all your ways, and it was a joy, oh God, ringing down in my soul, God, to get up early, God, to come to the house of prayer, to come to this house of deliverance, God, so God, to meet you, God, here at this appointed place and appointed time, God, because you always make appointments, Lord. You always show up right on time, God. You always, oh God, come when we need you to come, Lord. And God, this is the time of prayer, God. This is the time that we set aside as a ministry to seek your face, God, to call on your name, God, to call on the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, to magnify his name, to glorify his name, to exalt his name, because he said, if I was lifted up, God, he'll draw all men unto him. And God, that's what we need today, oh God, for men to be drawn unto you, God, not drawn unto us, God, because we don't want them to see, oh God, our shortcomings and our downfalls. But God, if we let the love of Jesus shine in us, if we let the love of the Lord shine in us, God, if we be the lights that you've called for us to be, God, then they'll see us, oh God. They'll see you, Lord, and they won't see us, God. And so, God, I'll magnify you because you've given me another chance to say yes to your will, God. Yes to your way, God, today. You woke me up this morning to my right mind, God, to seek your face, God, to meet you here, Lord. Oh, God, to begin to pray, to magnify your name, to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. God, you're worthy to be praised and worthy to be adored. Lord, we love you, God. We magnify you and adore you. And before we can ask for anything, God, you taught us in the Lord's Prayer, God, the prayer that you taught the disciples, Lord. You said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed would be thy name. So, God, before we begin to make any requests, God, before we begin to ask you for anything, God, we have to hallow your name, Lord. We have to make your name great, God. We have to lift up your name because your name is mightier than anything else, God. It says that the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. That means everything that's subject, oh God, everything that's name is subject to the name of Jesus. That means sickness is subject to the name of Jesus. That means depression is subject to the name of Jesus. That means obedience is subject to the name of Jesus. That means haughty, oh God, spirits are subject to the name of Jesus. That means cancer, oh God, diabetes, oh God, high blood pressure, God, sickle cell anemia, oh God, a growth in the mouth, oh God, sickness in the body, oh God, sickness in the mind, oh God, all of those things are subject to the name of Jesus. So we lift up your name this morning, God. We lift up your name, oh God, this morning, because you are lifted up, God. Draw us to you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to keep our eyes focused in on you, to magnify you, to glorify you, to let there be a praise burning and stirring up inside of your people, oh God, that cannot be quenched by the cares of this world, that cannot be stopped by the concerns of life, but God, joy bells, let them ring down in our souls, oh God, to give you an offering of praise, oh God, to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, to give you our adoration, Lord, to give you our love and our affection, God, because those things that we love, we talk about, Lord, we talk about those things. I love my wife, God, so I talk about my wife because you've given me a good thing, God. I love my children, God, so I talk about my children, God, even though they drive me crazy sometimes. I love this church, God, so I talk about this church, God. We love the things that we talk about, the things that we love, oh God. I love Jesus, and so I talk about Jesus. I represent Jesus everywhere I go, and so God, help us, God, to make your name great, oh God, because you are great and greatly to be praised, oh God, in the city of our God, oh God, in the midst of tribulations, oh God, in the midst of trials, God, you are worthy of our praise, you are worthy of our adoration, you are worthy to be lifted up, God, you are worthy to be adored. So the song that I sung, God, has been stirring up in my heart since last night's service, God. Oh God, they said, Lord, I love you, Lord, I really love you, God. Yes, I love you, Lord. How I love you, God. You are everything that I need to be, God. You're bread when I'm hungry, God. You're a drink when I'm thirsty, God. You're a lawyer in the courtroom, God. A doctor, oh God, in the hospital, God. You are everything that I need and more, God. You are a reassuring power, God. A stability, God, that I need when life is unstable, God. You are everything that we need and more. And so, God, because of that, oh God, our hearts can't help but to sing glory, glory, God. Hallelujah, God. Glory, glory, God. Lord, I love you, Lord. Glory, glory, Lord. I magnify you and praise you, God, because of the things that you do. It should stir up praise in the hearts, in the minds of your people. Oh, God, help us, God, today to honor you like you are deserving to be honored, God. You deservedly deserve our praise. God, you're worthy of our adoration, God. You're worthy of our attention, God, because you told us to not put anything else before you. Don't put any gods before you. Don't put any life before you. Don't put any person before you. Don't put any objects before you. Don't put anything before you, God. We want to put you first, God. Because when we seek you first, your kingdom and your righteousness, God, then you add unto us. You put things into us. You pour more into us, God. You give us the things that we need, but we must seek you first. We must seek your face. We must turn from our wicked ways. Oh, God, then you'll hear from heaven. Then you'll forgive our sins. Then you'll heal our land. Then you'll make the crooked way straight. Then you'll come to our rescue. When we put you first, God, we seek you first, God. We don't seek our own will, but we seek that thy will be done. And so, God, we seek your face this morning. Early in this morning, God, we come, oh, God, to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. I say that continuously, God, because that is the theme of Praise Center, to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise with the fruit of our lips. God, that's our foundation here at Praise Center, God, is that we will be the center of praise no matter where we go. When we go to the district meeting, God, we should be the impetus to praise, God, because we are the center of your praise, God. We are the center of praise, Lord, wherever we go to the jurisdictional meetings, God. Oh, God, whether we go on our jobs, we should be the source of rejoicing. We should be the agents of change, God. And it's not because of our works. It's not because of life. It's not because of anything else. But we should be able to be the center of praise, God, the center of peace, the center of your joy, the center, God, of everything that we need and more. God, it's because of who you are. It's because of who you are. It's because of all the things that you've done, God. We should be able to reflect you, and we should be able to reflect you in our praise. For when praises go up, blessings can't help but to come down. And God, I don't know about anybody else that's on this line this morning, but God, I need you to show yourself strong and to show yourself mighty in my life. I'm not coming before you with any sob story. I'm not coming before you crying, God, but I know that you hear the cries and the pleas of your people. But I come with a victorious attitude, knowing that my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches up in glory. I come before you confidently, oh God, with a humble confidence, God, or a confident humility, God, knowing that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I can ever ask or think, but it's according to the power that works within me, God. I can come before your presence, God, come before you boldly, God, this morning with confidence, God, knowing that you're able to do everything that I need you to do and more, that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Oh, God, I stand before you not with a sob story, God, knowing that no weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper, God. Your word, God, is what I need, God, today. Your word brings hope in our lives today, God. Your word brings strength into our lives, God. So help us to stand on your word, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us to stand upon the promises of an almighty God who never fails, whose word doesn't return unto him void, God, whose word accomplishes what is set forth to accomplish, God. Help us to walk worthy of your calling. Walk worthy, God, of the presence of the Holy Spirit, to walk worthy of being called your children, joint heirs, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. Help us to walk worthy, God, which means we can't allow our flesh to get the best of us. So honor our commitment to this fast and to this consecration, God, as we enter into day 23. God, we are over halfway done, God, but we still have a hill to climb. So God, give us the strength today, God, to continue to climb this mountain, God, because when we get over, God, oh, God, we're going to sing, oh, how I got over, God. When we make it to the end, God, we're going to magnify you. But, God, before we even make it there, every day that we come in, God, it's going to be our mindset and our endeavor to bless your name and to magnify your name. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I refuse to wait till the last day for your glory to be revealed in my life. But every day, God, help us to seek your anointing. Help us to seek your power. Help us to seek your presence in the mighty name of Jesus. That must mean, God, we must make these temples available to you in the name of Jesus. And so, God, if there's anything, I like you, God, because I need your presence, God. I don't need more, God. I just need all of you, God. Oh, God, help us to clean out our temples right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Remove the Sanballats, God. Those people that are those things that are coming into our temples, God, that are there just to destroy us, God. Help us to open up our eyes, God, and to seek your face, God, and to turn from our wicked ways in the mighty name of Jesus. Cast the devil out of the minds, oh God. To cast the devil out of the wheels and to cast him out of the way in the name of Jesus. Make us holy. Make us right, God, today. Clean us up, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and make us right. Make us whole. Make us ready, God, to be vessels to be used by you. Whether we were in vessels that you can use yesterday is irrelevant for today. For the past is gone. Yesterday cannot be returned to. We can't do it over again. And I thank you, God, that I only can continue to move forward in you. And so, God, that's my mission, Lord. That's my plan, God. Whether I failed you yesterday or I did your will yesterday, God, all things are passed away. And behold, all things are become as new. So, God, if I did not do it yesterday, I got another chance to say yes, God. If I did not accomplish the task yesterday, today, God, I never got another chance to say yes. If I did not bless you yesterday, I got another chance to say yes, God. If I was not victorious yesterday, I got another chance to say yes, God. Thank you for another chance, and thank you for the victory, God. So from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, purge us with hyssop, Lord. It's time out for us living non-victorious lives in the name of Jesus. I'm not talking that we need to be overflowing with finances, God. Yes, that would be wonderful, God. But, God, we're finding ourselves, God. We declare right now that we are content, God, because you're in control, God. We don't have to worry, God. We don't have to fret, God. We don't have to give up, God. Pastor Pruitt said last night that I refuse to go out like that. I refuse to die like that. I refuse to die defeated. I refuse to, God, go into this battle today, oh God, depressed. I refuse to go into life, God, whatever you may have for me, God, not doing what I need to do. I refuse to go out like that. I won't give up, God. I'll continue to hold on to you. I'll continue to trust in you, God, because you're able to do it, God. You're able to bring me out just like you did, oh God, with those lepers, God. They said if we go back to the city, Lord, oh God, they're not going to allow us to be there. We're going to starve. Oh God, if we stay right here, then we're going to die. If we go to the Syrians, God, then they might kill us. But God, we're going to put in an effort, God. We're going to put in some work, Lord. We're going to go towards them because that's where our strength is. And so, God, we go towards you. of your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, I refuse, oh God, to go out defeated. I refuse, oh God, to go out without offering you the praise, God. I refuse to go this day without taking time to pray, God. I refuse to go through this day without taking time to read your word. I refuse to go throughout this day without offering you my best praise. I refuse, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to go out like that, God, because the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they're mighty by the pulling down of strongholds, mighty through God by the pulling down of strongholds. And so my weapon, God, oh God, is to offer unto you the best praise that I can. Because when praises go up, blessings come down. And if we make room, God, in the midst of our prayers, the blesser will come down. And that's you, God. And anytime you come in, God, you shift atmosphere. Oh, God, you change, oh, God, the atmosphere. You change the environment, God. And so, God, when we offer you up, God, when we offer you, oh, God, praise, when we bless you with the fruit of our lips, God, when we sing songs of Zion, God, songs of adoration, songs of worship, and songs of submission, when we sing those songs, when we offer unto you a praise with our lips, God, when we make a joyful noise unto the Lord, you come in, God, and you make room, oh God, in our praise, our great big God, and have the praises of his little bitty people, God. I thank you for your greatness, God. I thank you for your restoring love, God. I thank you for your healing power. I thank you for your presence, God, because in your presence there is fullness of joy. In your presence, God, there is life forevermore, God. In your presence, God, there is healing for the sick, God. In your presence, God, there's freedom for those that are bound, God. In your presence, God, there is deliverance, God, that we need. In your presence, God, we got everything that we need and more. And so I go back to the song that I sung. God, you are everything that I need you to be. You are the great I am, and that I am stands for anything that we need and more. And so, God, make our temples worthy of your presence right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, remove, God, everything that's unlike you. Remove the spirit of division, God. Remove the spirit of depression, Lord. Remove the spirit of sickness, God. Remove the spirit of haughtiness, God. Remove the spirit of arrogance, Lord. Remove the spirit of lack right now, God. Remove everything that's unlike you, Lord. I speak light into your people right now. I speak wealth into your people right now. I speak a rain, God, that only you can send. In the mighty name of Jesus, not just the former rains, not just the current rains, but God, the rains, oh God, that you can give, God. Oh God, all three rains, God. Water, oh God, our thirsty lands, oh God, and quench our spirits right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Quench our thirst, I mean, God. Not quench our spirit, because our spirits belong to you, God. But God, quench our thirst right now, God. Send an anointing, Lord. Send a refreshing, God. Send the rain right now, God, into these temples, God. We're ready for you. We need more of you. Yesterday's mercies won't do, because your mercies are new every morning, because you're faithful, you're consistent, God. You are never failing, God. So every morning that we rise, God, you shower us down with mercy, God. And God, I want to say thank you, Lord. And not only, God, you do that, God, because you do that for everyone that rises in the morning, but God, because I'm a believer, God, because I'm a part of your chosen generation, God. When I get up, God, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, God. I have more than mercy, God, but I have your riches at Christ's expense. In the mighty name of Jesus, I have grace, God. And not only do I have grace, God, but I can walk in authority, God, because it's not by my power, nor is it by my might, but it's by your spirit, God. I don't just wake up with mercy. I don't just wake up with grace, but I wake up with victory, God. I wake up with strength, God, today. I wake up, oh God, knowing that my God is able to do everything that I need and more. That means I know that my God knows my ending, God. So I have a day, God, that's got to end with peace, God, knowing that my God knows everything about me, knows my ending from my beginning. And he has thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give me an expected end. Hallelujah, God. And so, God, we look to you as we offer ourselves as living sacrifices today. We present our bodies holy and acceptable unto you. We've asked you to clean us up, God, to make us worthy of being called by your name. God, help us, God, today to be the lights that you need for us to be in this dark and dying and dreary world. God, sometimes I have trouble even reading the news because there's so much chaos going on, God. There's so much destruction going on, God. Oh, God, there's a transgender case, God, that people that were born one way are trying to go into an opposite bathroom, God. The world is waxing more and more evil, God. There's a presidential candidate, God, that's only about destruction and division, God. The world is waxing more and more evil, God. Police are still murdering, God, innocent people, God. People are still, God, killing cops left and right, God. The world, oh, God, is waxing more and more evil, God. There is a great falling away from the church, God, and God, a reflection that does not reflect you coming out of the church, Lord. The world is waxing more and more evil, but I thank you, God, today that you always allow for there to be a remnant, Lord. I declare that I'm a part of your remnant, Lord. I'm a part of the one that's going to stay steadfast, that's going to stay unmovable, that's going to stay always abounding in the work of the Lord. That I am determined to walk with you. I am determined to live victorious in you. I am determined, oh God, to be the head and not the tail. I am determined, God, to go higher in you, Lord. There is a higher calling. There is a greater anointing. There is a closer walk, and God, it's in you. There is a way to move forward. There is a way to walk in authority. There is a way, oh God, to live abundant and peaceably life, God, and it's in you, God. So, God, help us, God, today to live the life that you call for us to live. In the name of Jesus, we're not going to settle for lack. We're not going to settle for just making it over. We're not going to settle for just making it through. But God, you have something greater in store for me, God. And I'm going to go after it, Lord. I'm going to press towards it, God. I'm going to run for it, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm not going to take my time, but I'm going to praise you like never before. I'm going to lift up your name like never before. I'm going to shout your name aloud, God, and let the world know that Jesus saves, that he still heals, that he still delivers, and he still set free. God, we're going to go after you, oh God, like never before. Like never before. Because I need the blessings that come with praising you. And I'm not doing it just to get the blessings. God, I bless you because I love you. I bless you because you've been good to me. I bless you because there's none like you. I bless you because you're magnificent in all your ways. I bless you because you've been a good God since the beginning of time and since the end of time. I thank you that you've been good all my life, God. I bless you because you've been merciful, Lord. I bless you because you've been kind to me, God. I bless you because you allow me to be in the land of the living just one more day, God. I bless you because you've had mercy upon me. I bless you because you've been patient with me. I bless you because you've been kind to me. I bless you because you've been long-suffering, God. You've been the epitome of your spirit, God, each and every day of my life, God. I praise you because you saved me from sin. I praise you, God, because you washed me up, God. I praise you because you cleansed me of my crimson stain, God. I praise you because you alone are God, and you're worthy to be lifted up, God, and you're worthy to be praised and adored. Help us to not be empty cisterns or empty vessels, God, with no substance. Ah, God, the world, God, can't give us anything that we need in these vessels. God, you supply all the needs. That's physical, that's spiritual, God. But my God shall supply all I need. And so, God, if we need strength today, God, you're that power, God, that never runs short of strength or power, God. You are, God, greater than the electric system, God. You're greater than the electric company, God. You're greater than anything, oh God, that tries to generate power. Because all of those things are temporal. But, God, you've been the same since the beginning of time. You've been the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. We serve a God, God, that sits high and that looks low. We serve the God that can supply all of our needs. So whatever it is that the people of God need today, supply the needs. Oh, in the name of Jesus, speak now, people of God. I know I can't hear you because I have the mics muted, but speak to your God right now. Let him know what your needs are. Don't let it just be those things that are for this flesh, but seek after those things that are spiritual. Call on those things. God, I need a better anointing. God, I need a better focus in on you, God. I need strength in my mind, God, today. I need strength in my heart, oh God, today. I need a forgiving spirit today. Whatever it is that you need from God, let the Lord know right now in the mighty name of Jesus and sow it into this atmosphere, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, so our God can meet the need. He's every one of our needs according to his riches up in glory. He has everything that we need and more. And so I'm right on the altar. Cast your cares right here. Cast them this way right now. God hears your petition. God hears your pleas. God hears what you need. And yes, he already knows, but we just put it into the atmosphere. When we make it verbal, when we let God know what we know to make it verbal, and then we can't take it back. And then we have to rely upon him that he's going to do just what we said, and just what we've asked for him to do. The Bible says that we can pray confidently knowing that he hears us. We can't just mouth it. We can't just lip sync it, but we have to make our petitions made known unto him. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me. That means you must make the verbal sound with your voice, and then he will answer you and show you great and mighty things. Come make your declaration right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I need your anointing, Lord. God, I need your power today. I need you to touch my finances right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I need you to bless this house, God. I need the sheep to begin to beget sheep in the mighty name of Jesus. I need healing in the body, oh God. Healing in the mind right now, God. Help me to put flesh under subjection and cast the devil out of the mind, God. Help me to put aside, God, anger, God. Help me to put aside frustration, God, and to go after you no matter what anybody else is doing, God, no matter what's going on in any spirit, God, oh God, in any room, God, help me to bring light into the world, God, help me to bring light into darkness, God, help me to bring, oh God, a praise, oh God, into any situation, God, help me to go in and give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, and as I bless you, God, I know that you'll bless me, God, you'll meet the needs, oh God, you'll meet every single need, God, and you'll do it according to your riches up in glory. And so, God, hear the pleas of your people, God. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, hear our cries right now. Holy Ghost, intercede on our behalf and take our moanings and take our groanings before the throne of grace, knowing that our God knows everything that he's doing and more. I thank you, God, today that the weapons, oh God, the life that we're going through, God, is not by happenstance, God. You're not doing anything by chance, God, but you know our ending from our beginning, God. And so as we make our petitions known, God, it's not like they're coming to you unaware, God. But you know the steps that we take. You know the roads that we're going on, God. And so, God, if we're not on your road, God, if we're not on the straight and narrow, God, place us back on the straight and narrow and help us to keep our eyes focused in on you. And then, God, meet the need, God, because you don't allow anything to come upon your people, God, without you approving it, God. So wherever we at right now, whatever trial we're in right now, if we're in your will, God, you have permitted it to occur. Let there be no complaints. Let there be no crying. Oh, God, let there be no giving up, because you know what your people can bear. You know how much we can bear. And if we're in this situation, God, it's a situation that's going to take us higher. It's a situation that's going to make us stronger. God, it's a situation that's going to make us more anointed. But God, I declare right now, God, that this is not going to end like this for me, God. I'm going to bless your name, God. I'm going to magnify your name. I'm going to glorify your name, Lord, in the midst of my trial. I'm not going to wait till the battle's over to shout now. But God, I'll call out your name now, God. I declare victory right now, Lord. I declare my relief right now, God. I declare my release right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare life right now, God. I declare favor right now. I declare healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm going to shout now, Lord. I'm going to call on your name right now, Lord. Jesus, I call on the Son of the living God who died for my sins, who washed me in his blood, who helped me to have life and life more abundantly. I call on the name of Jesus. He is the lily of the valley. He is the brighter morning star. He is my way maker, God, today. my soul. I call on the name of Jesus. I make your name glorious, God, this day. For you are everything that I need and more. I'm excited this morning because I serve an awesome God. What a mighty God we serve. But angels bow down before him. Heaven and earth adores him. What a mighty, what an awesome, what a great God we serve. And so, God, let life flow from the lips of your people, God, this morning. From my lips, you have ordered praise. From my lips, you have ordered praise. And the songwriter said, and I will praise the Lord. David said, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. God, if we get our minds focused in on you, focus in on your promises, focus in on life, oh God, that you bring, which is abundant life. Focus in on what you have done and not what we appear to be missing or the lack, God, then you can do more with us, God. You can do more in our situations, God. You can help us to be the examples that we need to be, God, and to be the living testimonies that we need to be in this dreary and dark world today. Help us to stand firm and stand strong in your promises. Because your promises are yea and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for victory, Lord. Thank you for reassurance, God. Thank you for pouring out your spirit. Thank you, God, for everything. Thank you for watching me. Thank you for making me whole. Give us humble spirit, contrite spirit, God. Help us to be willing to serve in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to be willing to love, oh God, unconditionally, Lord. That means we're really willing to reconcile with those that have done us wrong, those that have done us evil, those that have afflicted us unnecessarily, oh God, or out of malice or out of spite, God. Help us to be willing to love. For God, when we were deep in sin, God, you loved us. And before we were even shaped and formed in our mother's womb, you already had a plan for our lives. And so, God, you reconciled us. You gave your son Jesus to reconcile us back unto you. And since you know everything that we've gone through, Jesus was taken up into the mountains to be tempted by the devil. And, God, you knew that he would be able to bear the temptation. But not only did you know that he was able to bear the temptation, but, God, now we know that you're able to do everything. In all points, he was tempted just as we were, but without any sin. He knew no sin. And so we can live victorious lives. You have compassion for us, Lord, because you know the life that we go through. And you know the way that we can take to live victoriously and to be more than just overcomers. You help us to be more than overcomers. And so, God, victory, God, I declare, in the lives of your people, God, today. God, favor, God, I declare, in the lives of your people today. Healing, God, I declare, in the lives of your people today. Strength, oh, God, I declare, in the lives of your people today. Praise, God, I declare, in the lives of your people today. Life, God, I declare, in the lives of your people of God today. I speak life and not death. Strengthen the homes. Strengthen our hearts. Help us to get our resolve right, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, bind the spirit, oh God, of disconnection. Bind the spirit, God, of disobedience. Bind the spirit, Lord, of lack of faithfulness, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for those that you've given me charge over, but I bind the spirit of unfaithfulness right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind the spirit that does not want to invest in ministry, God, right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, send the hornet's nest, God. If they're not faithful here, if they're not consistent here, if they're just floating, Lord, send the hornet's nest, God. Don't give them any rest. Don't give them any peace, God, until they get themselves faithfully and consistent in the house, God, and investing in ministry and investing in this work, oh God, that you've called for us here at Praise Center. God, I'm not asking you to kill. I'm just asking you to get their attention. God, I see this place filled. God, no more depression, no more, oh God, a doubt, excuse me, not depression, but not no more concern, God. God, you placed these chairs in here. I think it's something like 63 or 70 chairs in here. God, you placed these chairs in here for a reason. And so I speak life, oh God, even to the empty chairs right now, God. It's just me in here, God, but I speak life, God. Call them from the four walls, oh God, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, God. Breathe into life into these dry bones right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. They look like dust right now, but God, you can shake the bodies and you can make them into a great army. And God, you won't just make them into a great army that just sits here, God, that is lifeless, God, that can't do anything. But God, what you're going to do is stir up, oh God, an army, God. That's going to be prayer warriors for you. You're going to stir up an army in these seats, God, that's going to go to praise and go to magnifying your name, oh God. You're going to allow us to be the vessels, God, that you allow for us to be, that you call for us to be, because, God, you're going to make it so in the mighty name of Jesus. Send in the prayer warriors, oh God. Send in the worshipers, oh God. Send in the praisers right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Send them in, God. They don't have to be that way right now, God. But we're going to be an example unto them, God. We're going to pour out your spirit, God. Pour your word into them, God. Give them the words of life, God, that you may pour light into them, that you may give them everything that they need and more. So I speak to the four winds. I call from the winds from the north, from the south, from the east, and from the west. Blow right now. Send the winds of life. Send the winds of nurturing, God. Send the winds of an anointing, God, that only you can give, God. Pour out your spirit, God, and breathe life right now into every hearer that's under the sound of my voice and to every person that you have destined for this ministry, God. I call them from the four walls or from the four winds, God. I call them in now, oh God. Breathe life, God, into this ministry and breathe life into each and every one of us individually. I pray for Lady Yolinda McCowan. What an awesome woman of God. Bind the spirit of God concern. Bind the spirit of frustration. Let your praises flow through her, God, that like you've never done before. What an anointed woman of God, God. Allow her to continue to use her gifts freely, oh God, without being concerned about anything, God. Free her to worship you, God, in spirit and in truth. Bless her today as she prepares her coffee break, oh God, with Praise Center, God. Give her the words of life to encourage the women of God to continue to hold on and continue to press on, God, to be to wear high heels in high places or high places in high heels. You know what the lesson is about, God. Bless her and anoint her, God, later on this morning. And then bless God, Sister Diamond Star, healing in her body, God, right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, strengthen the mind right now, God. We pray for Eric McCowan right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Crystal McCowan, Lord, Aaron McCowan, God, as he heads towards his 7th birthday tomorrow, God, thank you. Oh, God, if you allow him to see that day tomorrow, we'll celebrate life, God, and we'll celebrate all that you have done, God. Thank you for another day, and thank you for another chance. We call on the name of Mother Evelina Dean McCowan, God. Give her safe traveling mercies and grace, God, as she begins to make her way, oh God, to Virginia, God. Thank you, oh God, for the visitation, God. We bind any accidents, God. We bind any destructive driver. We bind the sleepy driver. We bind the drunk driver right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your angels give them charge over her, God, and to bring her over the highways and byway safely in the mighty name of Jesus to join us here tonight that we may worship you together, that we may bless your name together, oh God, in this district meeting, God. We pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan. Then we pray for Missionary Myrna Howard, God. Thank you for this awesome woman of God who loves the work of mission, God. Bless her and strengthen her today in the mighty name of Jesus. I believe she may be at work right now, so God, let her, oh God, her future be much better than her past, God. So whatever may have gone on during our day thus far, God, help her to shake off everything that's unlike you and help her to bless the God of her salvation right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and let her praise go forth that will shift the atmosphere over there at IKEA right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind every devil in hell who does not have authority over her life, and we lose life, we lose strength, we lose everything that she needed more, and we speak it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let her be a light, God, into that dark and dying world, God. Let her be a light, God, to those that don't know you in the pardon of her sins. And then we pray for Sister Valerie Miller, God. Touch her and strengthen her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless her with favor, oh God, today. Oh God, bless her with wisdom, God, today. Lead God and direct her, oh God, and guarantee her the desires of her heart that she has for this day, not tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised, God, but as she make her petitions made known unto you, just for this day, God, show yourself mighty and show yourself strong. We pray for Brother Victor Merriweather, and then we pray for all of those that fellowship with us, God, and everyone, oh God, that you have for us, God. We pray your blessings. We call on the name of our external partners, God, Deanne Graham and Brother Renix Graham. We pray that you bless them with favor, God. Open up the door right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And my God, no weapon formed against them shall be able to prosper, but I speak light and more, light more abundantly on their behalf right now in the name of Jesus. What the enemy tries to take, God, it just opens us up to something greater and something higher that you have in store for us, God. So help them to walk by faith and not by sight. And then I pray for Sister Lisa Law, God. Bless her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I call up the name of Larry Braille, God. Bless him right now in the name of Jesus. The name of John Hamilton, God. Bless him right now in the name of Jesus. I call on Eugene McCowan Sr., God. Bless him with comfort and strength, oh God. Focus on you, God. Save right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Deliver from every shackle. Deliver from every bind. Do it for your glory. And God, we pray for Pastor Miller, Mother Miller, God, Missionary Miller back in Utah. We pray for Mrs. Oriana. We pray for Mrs. Brenda, God, can't remember her last name. All of those that we have prayer requests for, Pastor Edward Reed, God, we pray for healing for his body. We pray for our district meeting, God. Bless our bishop tonight as he makes his way here now, God. Grant him safe traveling mercies and favor as he makes his way down here, God. Anoint us, oh God, to bless your name tonight in service, God. Help us, oh God, to stir up all day and let us come out like an exploding power, God, like never before, to bless your name and to make your name great tonight. And then bless us all week long. Mother, oh God, Hawkins and Superintendent Campbell on Friday. And then, God, keep us all day long. And we'll declare your name high. We'll lift your name up. We'll give you all the glory. We'll give you all the praise. Because, God, there is no one that's like you. You're magnificent in all your ways. So be with us all day long. And we'll bless your name. We thank you now. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen.